माधवा कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जनरंजन जमुना थीरावनचारी। जामुना तीरावनचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जनरंजन जमुना तेरा बनचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंसराज एकाचार्य स्वामी गिरी शिष्य भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। निताय गौर हरि परमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो दिस मॉर्निंग विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 24 इंटाइटल चैंटिंग द सॉन्ग सॉन्ग बाय लॉर्ड शिवा टेक्स्ट नंबर 65। स एष लोकान् अति चंडवेगः विकर्षसि त्वं खलो कालयाना भूतानि। भूतै अनुमेयतत्व घनावलिः वायुः इव अभिस्यय। स एष लोकान् अतिचण्डवेगो विकर्षसि त्वं खलु कालयाना भूतानि भूते अनुमेयतत्त्वो स एष लोकान् अतिचण्डवेगो विकर्षसि त्वं खलु कालयाना भूतानि भूतेर अनुमेयतत्त्वो घनावलिर्वायु इवाय अविश्य Mataji's Saha that, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Esa this, Lokan all the planetary systems, Ati very much, Chandavegaha the great force, Bikarsasi destroys Tvam your lordship Kalau however Kalayanaha in due course of time Bhutani all living entities Bhutai by other living entities. Anumeya tattva, the absolute truth can be guessed. Ghanavali, the clouds. Bayu, air. Iva, life. Abhisya, unbearable. Dhananjay, mobile kaam baad mein karna. Translation and purport by Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Why the English speaking people are sitting backside, Praneswar? You all can come in front, the English class. Really irritating. Bhamandev, you all know English? Aisa lagta hai maruasthal ho gaya idhar. Samne. Maybe we should sit behasan there, where Tamalji is sitting. Asim? Really so sad. Piche kitne log angrezi jante ho, jo piche baithe ho? Koi nahi janta hai. Avdut, Adbut, whatever. Come here in front. Guru Gauranga is going to Delhi. So sad. There is no law and order in this temple. Surprise. Kokleswar, you got to do something. Translation. My dear Lord, your absolute authority cannot be directly experienced, but one can guess by seeing the activities of the world that everything is being destroyed in due course of time. The force of time is very strong, and everything is being destroyed by something else, just as one animal is being eaten by another animal. Time scatters everything exactly as the wind scatters the cloud in the sky. Purport. The process of destruction is going on according to the laws of nature. Nothing within this material world can be permanent. Although scientists, philosophers, workers, and everyone else are trying to make things permanent. One foolish scientist recently declared that eventually life will be made permanent through science. Some so-called scientists are also trying to manufacture living entity within laboratory. Thus, in one way or another, everyone is busy denying the existence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and rejecting the supreme authority of the Lord. However, the Lord is so powerful that He destroys everything in the form of death. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 10:34, Mritu Sarva Harasyaham. I am all devouring death. The Lord is just like death to the atheist. For He takes away everything they accumulate in the material world. Hiranyakashipu, the father of Prahlad, always denied the existence of Lord. And he tried to kill his 5-year-old boy. Due to the boy's unflinching faith in God, however, in due course of time, the Lord appeared at Narsingdev and killed Hiranyakashipu in the presence of his son. I stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1:13:47, this killing process is natural. Jiva jivasya jivanam. One animal is food for another animal. A frog is eaten by a snake. A snake is eaten by a mongoose. And the mongoose is eaten by another animal. In this way, the process of destruction goes on by the supreme will of the Lord. Although we do not see the hand of the supreme Lord directly, we can feel the presence of that hand through the Lord's process of destruction. We can see the cloud scattered by the wind, although we cannot see how this is being done, because it is not possible to see the wind. Similarly, although we do not directly see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we can see that He controls the process of destruction. The destructive process is going on directly under the control of the Lord, but the atheistic cannot see. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurjani Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Bhutair Mahadevi Aima Puro Vibho Nirmaya Sete Yadamusha Purusam Bhukte Gudan Sodasa Sodasatmakam Solam Krishistam Bhagavan Bachansime Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Itadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadbhaktaya Namo Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhuvayevacha
पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये भावराधिका माधुरी अस्वादय सुखकाज जयति कृष्ण चैतन्य कलि प्रकटे ब्रजराज। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो द पास्ट टू वर्सेज लॉर्ड शिवा डिस्क्राइब द क्रिएशन मेंटेनेंस एंड नाउ इन दिस वर्स ही टॉकिंग अबाउट डिस्ट्रक्शन दैट एवरीथिंग इज डन बाय द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड। लॉर्ड हैज अनलिमिटेड पोटेंसी पराशक्ति विदैव सूयते नॉट वन बट मेनी एंड थ्रू ही एनर्जी ही डज ऑल दिस थिंग। ही हिमसेल्फ डज नॉट नीड टू डू एनीथिंग ही दी सुप्रीम इंजॉयर। बट ऑल दिस थिंग इज डन क्रिएशन इज डन थ्रू हिज एनर्जी जीव शक्ति बाई ब्रह्मा जी। मेंटेनेंस इज डन थ्रू अदर शक्ति चित शक्ति और द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड हिमसेल्फ एज श्रीवक साई विष्णु डज एंड देन डिस्ट्रक्शन इज डन बाय लॉर्ड शिवा दैट इज ऑल्सो कृष्णा। इन ब्रह्म संहिता दिस डिस्क्रिप्शन इज गिवेन वेरी नाइसली। नाउ इन दिस पार्टिकुलर वर्स द लॉर्ड इज टॉकिंग द प्रोसेस ऑफ डिस्ट्रक्शन हाउ डज ही डिस्ट्रॉय द थिंग्स। हियर इट सेड स एष लोकान लोकान मीन्स दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड बिकॉज इन ए स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड देर इज नो डिस्ट्रक्शन। डिस्ट्रक्शन इज हियर इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड फ्रॉम द डे वी आर बर्न वी आर डाइंग every moment. Any creation in this material world has a beginning and end. So beginning is one day, but death is every day. Destruction is every day. We are dying every day. And then ultimately when the soul leaves the body, then we call it death. But we are dying every moment. Krishna is destroying everyone, every moment. So, Sri Swami, he said, the Lord is the controller of whole universe. Ta tu sarvaniyantu kuta sansar itiyaha. He is the controller of the whole universe. So what to say about this loka or this material world? There are many lokas. This is one loka where we are. There are many such lokas. This loka, we know from Bhagavatam, this is a story of Brahma's bewilderment. When he went to Dwarka to see the Lord, he was so proud and Krishna wanted to bring him back to his position. So, he wanted to meet the Lord and the Lord attendants, they stopped him and they went to the Lord to inform that Brahma has come. And Lord asked him, please go and find out which Brahma has come. So the attendants, they came and they asked that Lord wants to know which Brahma you are. Brahma felt insulted that why Lord is asking like that, that which Brahma I am. He said, go and tell that I am son, father of the Chatushkumaraj. They were the first creation. So, the introduction is given like that I am the father of four Kumaraj. The four Kumaraj are famous in every respect. Therefore, their name was. He didn't say, go and say, I am the father of Narad. He said, go and tell, I am the father of the four Kumaraj. So, Lord respectfully invited him in his palace. Naturally, before he could ask, he had to show his etiquette by offering respect to the Lord. So, he offered his respectful obeisances. And when he got up, then he saw a Brahma with 8 head, 16 head, 100 head, 1,000 head. So many Brahma came with so many heads. And this Brahma became a small ant. So his pride was smashed to dust. So this Brahma, Chaturmukh Brahma, is the creator of this universe, one loka. Here it is a lokan, lokan bhuvachan. Not one loka, but there are many lokas are there. So is a lokan, atichandabe go. The Lord creates the so many planetary system and there are so many living entities in each and every planetary system. There is everywhere traffic jam. Each planetary system has so many living entities. But the system is very nice. The Lord has set up this system that nobody stays permanently. We all have to die, one after another. One after another, we all have to die. Every moment we have to die. And the death takes place by one agency of the Lord, known as Kala. Kala. Prabhupada quotes in this purport. Mirtu sarvharas chaham. Lord is killing everyone through Kala. When Arjuna saw the universal form of the Lord, and he saw that how everyone is going in his mouth. And he became terrified. Then he asked to the Lord, who are you? What did Krishna said? Kalo asmi. I am the destroyer of everything. I am the time. The Lord is destroying everything, every moment. Now, Jiva Goswami said that this time has 2 factors. This time, destruction of the time factor is only applied to materialistic people who think that I am going to be here forever, who think that I will never die, or atheistic class of people, scientists, etc., etc. But other factor of the time, tameva bhakta hinam jiva sa parichadam evaha kala rupa tam akarsati itiyaha, if for materialistic. But for devotees, the same time, what does that? Sarva dukha hantari sarva sukha datari. The same time, for the devotee, what it does, it takes away the dukkha or miseries from the devotee and gives happiness to devotee. The miseries is taken away from the devotee and happiness is given by the devotee, or happiness is brought to devotees by time factor. Whereas for materialistic people, for them, time does only one thing, and that is cutting, clearing every moment. But devotees have two benefits. So it is nice to become devotee. Nice to become devotee. If we either become materialistic and hope against hope, even if we hope against hope, we are going to die. We are not going to live. No matter how much we want to live, fact is that we are going to die. We may be enjoying this material world so nicely, not caring for the painful death. Although death is coming in different form, but fact is that we are going to die. The example is given by Vir Raghava Goswami of a bumblebee, a bee, madhumakhi. That how once a bee flying, she came in a pond where there are so many lotus flowers. So the bee sat down on one lotus flower. And she was sucking the nectar and enjoying. She thought how the life is so nice, so blissful, full of all happiness. The sun was setting, but she was enjoying so much. Little more. And thus, one point, it became dark. So once sun set, she said, all right. And by that time, the lotus flower closed, right? The petal closed. So that bee started thinking, Ratrihi gamishyati bhavishyati suprabhatam. Now I have been here enjoying in the lotus flower. Ratri gamishyati, the night will go away. Bhavishyati suprabhatam, and again tomorrow morning sun will come. Bhaswanu desyati hasityati pankajastriha. When sun will come, again the pankaj hasityati pankajastriha, the lotus will start smiling or it bloom. So the whole day I enjoyed, night I'll enjoy. Again tomorrow morning, the sun will come. The same lotus which has, you know, closed down will open up. Again I'll enjoy. So life is nothing but enjoying. Eat, sleep and be merry. Life is nothing but all about enjoyment. Ittham vichintayati kesagate durefe. This way, this durefa or the bhramar or bee was thinking this way, and the lotus was closed. So what happened that time? Said, ha hanta hanta nalanim gaja ujjahara. It so happened that one elephant came to drink water. And elephant saw this lotus, so many lotus were there. So that particular lotus where this bee was there, the elephant took the lotus and smashed with her leg. When he smashed with the leg, the bee dies. So we all are same bee here in this material world. We are the same bee in this material world. We are enjoying. Time is passing between day and night, day and night, day and night. And we think, we struggle so hard. Govindas Kaviraj said, Sita atapa bata barishana idina jamini jagire. Vipale sebinu kripana durujana chapala sukhalavalagire. For flickering happiness, momentarily happiness, we are struggling so hard in this material world. Without the knowledge of that elephant, that time elephant is going to crush us to pieces. But we are unaware of this. So we do not have our own knowledge. Earlier, the knowledge used to come from Guru Parampara, from sages. They used to go from one place to other place. Narad Muni used to move from one place to other place. Narad Muni bajaye veena, Radhika Raman Rame. And he used to deliver this kind of materialistic people. Deval, Asit. Beside that, they used to have every village, every houses. People had Ramayana, Mahabharata. They used to sit on Chaupal. And they used to hear Harikatha. I remember very clearly. Baat mat karo. I remember very clearly that before in our village, one person used to read Ramayana and other people used to come and hear. Prabhupada also quotes this in Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Prasang, one of the purport. After some time, radio came. So before people used to sing Ramayana and hear Ramayana, now radio came. I remember very clearly Murphy radio. Murphy radio was there, right? So one person in our village, he bought the Murphy radio, he brought. So now from next day, on Chaupal, the Murphy radio has been played and everybody is hearing Murphy radio. Ramayana is gone. Ramayana Mahabharata is gone. So Murphy radio is being played and villager used to come and hear the movie song and sometimes Ramayana Mahabharata also on Murphy radio. Akashvani Varanasi se aata tha. Murphy radio par. After some time TV came. So again TV came on Chaupal And all villagers came to watch TV. Now, if you see, everyone is having radio, iPod, latest, TV, and what not. Every day new thing coming. Ishwar Prabhu was other day and he showed me one nice iPad, not pod, iPad, very nice. I thought it is a small computer. He said, no, it's the iPad. You can put everything. iPod is a small one, but iPad, likhne wala. No. So many things coming. So information is, we are getting from so many different sources. Earlier the source of information were elderly people at home. Jagannath kitna soega, jago jago, japa ke samaye mangla arti class mein kitna soega. Raat bhar kya security in charge ho kya? Kya bol raha tha? Mujhe SML hai, short memory loss. हाँ तो नॉलेज एक्वायरिंग के बहुत से वी हैव सो मेनी थिंग ऑफ नॉलेज एक्वायरिंग अर्लियर इट वाज स्क्रिप्चर सेजेज डिवोटीज द एल्डरली पीपल एट होम ग्रैंडफादर ग्रैंडमदर एसेट्रा एसेट्रा नाउ इट हैज रिवर्स एवरीथिंग नॉलेज एक्वायरिंग है रिवर्स The elderly people had to get knowledge from the American return. The one who knows only technology. They had to know from them. They are reverse other way. And ultimately go to sciences. Prabhupada quotes here. The sciences are fooling everyone. I read other day in paper that the scientists are working on creating one kind of mosquitoes. If that mosquito bite you, then there is no malaria. You also read this? Anybody read it? He read it. I also read it. That they are creating one mosquito. If mosquito will bite you, then there is no malaria. Malaria ko bhagao. Malaria bhagane ka abhiyan chala diya. So they are creating mosquitoes. We should ask those fools, where from you will get the soul? How the malaria, how this mosquito will fly? You'll put some engine, you'll put some petrol, a diesel. It requires soul. Where do you create soul from? So they are fooling people, and people are being fooled. People are being fooled this way. Thinking that they will enjoy, they will enjoy. But they are forgetting the reality. That they cannot enjoy. They cannot enjoy. This material world is not meant for enjoyment. So-called intelligent people, they see the fact that my grandfather also wanted to enjoy. He passed away in terrible situation. My father is suffering. I am suffering. But still we are hoping against hope of enjoyment. We are forgetting then that how the time is destroying everything. So e salokan ati chandabego. Chandabega. Chandabega. Hurricane kind of, you know. This chandabega is described 144 times in Srimad Bhagavatam. 144 times. Chanda. Chanda means strong. Nobody can oppose that when the chanda beg comes. Chanda kala, chanda bega, chanda dhvani. Chanda means very powerful. Very powerful. So the Lord destroys everything by this chanda bega. Very powerful speed. Of the time. Vikarsasito khalukalayana. Kalayana. Yana matlab like Bayuyan. You know, one who moves. One who has movement, they call yana. So the kal has a movement. And what kind of movement? Chandavegaha. Very powerful. You know, speed is there. Now, how will we know? We do not see the time. Can anybody see? You can see here. Now it is almost 9 o'clock. 10 to 9. 10 minutes away from stopping the class or something like that. Right? 9 o'clock. But time is not only here in watch. Time is everywhere. Time is moving. Time is moving. You cannot see the time. To know anything, there are three pramana. Sabda, anumana, and pratyaksha. The time cannot be described. The time cannot be seen. But by anumana, you can know about the time. So there is anumana. Anumeya tattvam. Anumeya tattvam. There are three tattva. Pratyaksha, anumana, and sabda. Sa esa ati chandavega anumeya tattva tvam khalu. He said, Vikarsasi tvam, he is destroying everybody. Everything will be destroyed. The word having is khalu. Khalu means certainly. There is no doubt in that. There is no one here who can be escaped. And because it is khalu, Prabhupada quotes this Hiranyakasipu thing. Hiranyakasipu did not want it to be destroyed. He didn't want to die. He asked Brahma, the benediction, that how he should not die. But here Lord Shiva is saying, Vikarsasi tvam khalukalayanaha. The kal is destroying everyone. Certainly, even people like Hiranyakasipu who wanted to live forever. Biggest atheist on the planet. Hiranyakasipu was the biggest atheist. But he also got destroyed. He also finished by this Kalabega. So, same way living entities are being destroyed. Actually, the Lord has made such an arrangement of destruction. For the body, destruction is mrtu. Right? In Mahabharata, the story of mrtu is given. When Brahma was creating, then he saw that they are going to fill up everywhere. The Lord has asked me to create. If one point the whole universe gets filled up, then my creation stops. There is no demand. Then how I'll make supply? So what should we do? What should we do? He was thinking and he had no answer. And then immediately, from his eyebrow, Lord Shiva came also, and from eyebrow or third eye, one small, you know, living entity fell. And immediately it took a ferocious shape. And Brahma was thinking about death. So he gave her name Mrtu. She became Mrtu. And she folded her hand and asked to Brahma, my dear father, please order me what I have to do. This is the duty of the children, to follow their parents. So folded hands he asked, what should I do? Brahma told that, look, you came when I was thinking about the destruction, about killing. So I want you to kill everyone. She said, no, I cannot do this thing. I am a woman. There are many men are also there. How can I touch them? Besides that, if I kill, people will cry and curse me. Please forgive me, I cannot do this thing. Brahma insisted that she must kill. So she asked permission to perform tapasya before doing her job. So she went in Himalaya, performed tapasya for a long time. Brahma was pleased. Brahma appeared and he asked for benediction. So she said, my dear father, please give me benediction that I do not have to kill anyone. He said, your very birth is meant for killing. How can I give this benediction? But what is the matter? Why don't you want to kill? Because you are born for killing. Why don't you want to kill? Then she gave all this excuse that how, you know, she don't want to kill anybody directly. So Brahma said, okay, fine. You don't kill anybody directly. You kill everybody indirectly. So Mritu never kills anybody directly. She kills indirectly. Somebody dies of old age. Somebody dies because he took overdose medicine. Somebody dies because of plane crash. Somebody dies because of disease. There are many causes are there. You have never seen Mritu coming and killing anybody directly. Indirectly she kills. So Lord also he kills. And one of the factor is given here, Bhutani Bhutayat Anumeyatattva. Lord do not kill anybody. But Anuman hum log lagate hain ki Lord is killing. How? Jiva jivasya jivanam. By Anuman, many times we come on right conclusion. Anuman laga lete hain. Earlier, actually, a scripture is so nicely arranged that the scientists of a scripture, they have given everything so nicely. I'll give one example. Arjuna has gone to Dwarika. He has not come for a long time. And Maharaj Yudhishthir was seeing this bad, kya woman kehte hain, kya bolte hain hum? Woman, W wala nahi na? O wala, one. Lakshan, bilakshan. He saw that how the cows are not giving milk but blood is coming. He saw how the deers are passing in one side or other, how jackals are crying. By this Anuman, he understood, oh, something wrong. Before it was like that. When the people were going, you know, for Tirth Yatra, if some inauspicious thing takes place, they will not go. They will stop Yatra. Not only that, they had even day, which side we should go. Asim, aapko yaad hai? Som sanichar purab nagami hai. Som bar ko, Monday and Saturday, one should not go to eastern direction. Som sanichar purab nagami, mangal budh utar dis gami. Hai? उत्तर दिशा लो मंग अब याद करो सोमवार को शनिवार को पूर्व मत जाना, मंगलवार को बुधवार को उधर मत जाना, और क्या क्या हाँ, और गुरुवार को दक्षिण जाना चाहिए, राइट, नहीं न करे प्रयाण नहीं जाना चाहिए। और एनीवे तो पहले इस व्हाट आई एम ट्राइंग टू से दैट दिस वाज इन स्क्रिप्चर, दिस वाज इन स्क्रिप्चर, लाइफ वॉज सो सिंपल, सो हैप्पी एंड पीसफुल, वी हैव मेड आवर लाइफ सो कॉम्प्लिकेटेड टूडे। द स्क्रिप्चर आई मेड लाइफ वेरी सिंपल, आई हैव मेड कॉम्प्लिकेटेड। सो अनुमान इज वन ऑफ द प्रमाण। आई कैन गिव ए लिविंग एग्जाम्पल ऑफ हरे कृष्ण लैंड इन अनुमान। We had a lot of hard time with our 30 tenant. I don't know how many of you are still here from old age, mostly new. Every other day, ask Radha Krishna. There were Radha Krishna Square. There one Mr. Radha Krishna. You want Nidhith Radha Krishna? Other Radha Krishna used to go to police station to complain. And this Radha Krishna and myself had to go to police station to get out of there. And what not terrible situation we had to go. So in 92, a stock market was in full swing. Harshad Mehta time. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj was there and we had a meeting. And it very strong feeling because I had good friendship with Harshad Mehta and Pallav and all those people. So Pallav actually, one of our stockbroker, he said, why don't we buy the tenant off? And somehow that came from him. Before our Janmashtami was 4 lakh rupees affair. But when Pallav came and it went to 80 lakh. From 4 lakh went to 80 lakh. Somehow or other we had some money also, few crore. So thought, oh, this is a good time. And the stock market in peak. So let us buy of the tenant. So I talked to Tamal Krishna Maharaj and immediately agreed. And we started moving the things. And then we started the committee thing. That came about in 95. No, then Harshad Mehta thing flop, right? The whole thing fell apart. But we had few crore. Then again in 95, we started moving. So there are many good signs were there that Radharas Vihari wanted this thing to happen. One was that we had some money. Second was that we are people very positive. And we are committee member. And third why somehow or other that time management, everyone agreed that yes, we should do that. So after we bought the tenant, then came about the second phase, heaven on the earth. That time our management council divided. And we had, Prabhupada 100 years celebration, or Radharas Vihari 25 years. Temple. Or so many devotees came. We had a big pandal program. Anybody remembers? All the old devotees came. I think it was 25 year of Juhu. Silver Jubilee year. Silver Jubilee. Yes, so many devotees came. And when we were talking about tearing down the building, I remember one Mataji Janki. She started crying. I said, what happened? She said, no, we have seen this place, see Prabhupada, Lila Bhumi. Don't tear up the building. And then I found out somebody from our management has made her to say this thing. And many people, but many were there, many our GBC and others, they were very happy. And we teared down the building. One of my goal was, I was thinking that our life mercy preacher are being tortured, going every day and collecting, not coming Mangala Arati class, Guru Puja. So let us make self-sufficient. That was the goal. And somehow or other I had very strong feeling. I mean, I'm just telling my practical example. And there are no scarcity of money. Radharas Vihari brought everything. One day, marble truck came. And there was no money. So Govinda, I came from Vrindavan because 15 days I used to be in Vrindavan, 15 days Bombay. I was the temple person in Vrindavan.
So Govinda called me and said, there's no money. And truck guy had come, we had to pay some money. I just left in dark. I crossed Mahim. But I have very strong feeling that money is there. I had no appointment. I just left. I said, if I have to borrow, I'll borrow from Biki Goenka or somewhere, but I'm going. I'll get the money. And then I got a phone call from Ashwin Dani, the chairman of Asian Paint. He said, where are you? I said, I'm here. He said, your check of 10 lakh rupees is ready. Please come and take a check. I was just in Mahim, and their office is in Santa Cruz. I turned the car, went to Santa Cruz, got 10 lakh, and gave to Govinda. There was only one day that we had crunch of money. And we had to pay only 6 lakh, not even 10 lakh. That's it. So you can see Radharas Vihari arranging everything. And I am saying from Anuman. I just say Anuman. I had no appointment. I had no idea how the money will come. But I had very strong feeling, Anuman, milne wala hai. And Krishna arranged it. So the truth, many truth, especially about the Lord and His activities, can be known through Anuman. Not about sense gratification, otherwise that is called speculation. Whole sciences are also doing Anuman, that, you know, everybody will be happy tomorrow. But that is nonsense. About the Supreme Personality of Godhead, if you are Anuman, you can know the Lord by this way. How we are growing, how the body is being dwindled, and how we are dying. Lord is not doing Himself, but He's getting it done. An example in this verse is given, Ghanavali Iva Avishyaha. Ghanavali, the cloud. Now it is. What happened to all the clouds? They are gone. My goodness. They are going. You can see when the clouds are going. See the clouds are going? The clouds are not small. They are huge cloud. So much rain they are holding. Can you see? There is no concrete beam there to hold the, you know, the cloud. There is no chumbak. There is no scientific arrangement. But Lord is holding huge cloud, so much water. So much flood comes. The dams are broken. Thousands of people, they die. By same water, same cloud. Same water comes from the cloud. And the Lord is holding the cloud without any support. Only a foolish person can say that they are not God. Even, I mean really, with little intelligence we can see and say that they are God who is holding huge cloud. Who is arranging the air to come from east side, west side. When the air comes from east side, a lot of humidity comes. Where it comes from west side, the dryness comes. Who is arranging sun to rise or set on time, not even one moment late? The Lord. Maya dhakchena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetunane vakantiya jagatvi parivartatiti. The Bayu rivasa duskara. The Bayu is very, very strong. The mind is compared. Mind ke chanchala hi mana krishna pramati balavam dridam. The Bayu riva sadhuskaram. This is so strong like Bayu. Bayu is very, very strong. Very, very strong. In Kanpur, we had the temple, temporary temple room, covered. And one day we are sleeping and morning time we got up, nothing is there. Everything is gone. Because night time, big wind came, everything took away. So Bayu is very strong. And here compare that huge cloud, tons, millions of tons water is there in the cloud. And cloud is moving from one place to other place. There is no bulldozer to move. Who is moving? Bayu. Can you see Bayu? No. So the Bayu is moving their cloud, same way the time is destroying us every day, every moment. And who is that time? The Supreme Personality of Godhead.
So we all are being destroyed every second by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by Kalayanaha, by the instrument, by the plane, by the, you know, instrument which is called Kala. And how we'll know that thing? By perception. We see the how jiva jivasya jivanam, one living entity is food for other. Prabhupada gave example of the rat is the food for snake, and snake is food for nevala. Kya? Mongoose. Oh, nevala, na? And nevala is food for somebody else. So, Lord is clearing up. An example is given here that Lord cannot be seen, His hand cannot be seen because He is unseen, only you can experience, you can feel, like the cloud is being carried by the strong vayu. Same with the Lord destroy everyone by chandavega, kala chandavega. So, the summary of this verse, Lord Shiva is praying that, my Lord, you are the creator of this place, you are the maintainer, and you are the annihilator of this world. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any question? Or comment? Yes. Hey, Mike. Here.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Prabhuji, as we always read that we should always believe in Shabda Praman compared to Anuman and Pratyaksha Praman. But then we also have Anuman Praman, and by that way we can infer that God exists and God is having His hand everywhere. When are we supposed to resort to Anuman Praman from Shabda Praman?
About the Lord, Anuman is perfect. It had to be from authority source, like here Lord Shiva, the authority. He is giving Anuman Pramad. We should not start speculating. Otherwise, our Anuman will become leader somewhere else. We should always depend on Sadhu, Shastra and Guru. Shastra gives. Yes, some new bhakta has a hand. Kya prashna tha? Yes, haan. Do bhai. O lajja kar, utha raha hai, niche kar. माइक चालू करो हिंदी में बोलो कोई बात नहीं चलेगा
आप बोले जो मृत्यु प्रत्येक दिन आता है लेकिन मृत्यु तो एक ही दिन आता है लाइफ में हाउ कैन पॉसिबिलिटी
बड़ा अच्छा प्रश्न किया तुम जन्म लिया था तुम्हारा शरीर कितना बड़ा था
छोटा ही था
वो शरीर कहाँ चला गया
मैं बड़ा हो गया
वो मर गया हो गया काम से ये दूसरा शरीर है और इसी प्रकार से ये भी एक दिन काम चला जाएगा तो प्रत्येक मोमेंट मृत्यु होती है जन्म जब ही जन्म लिया तो ही मरना शुरू करते हैं ठीक है ऑल राइट ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जाय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जाय